Hey there, beautiful. Ready to go? Eyes are up here, babe. Why do you look so surprised? I make clothes for a living. Of course I'm gonna clean up good. Now let me in. Oh, and, your jaw was hanging. Hi. What? Oh, you want another kiss? Then you gotta ask me nicely. Come on. Don't get embarrassed now. That's it. There. Was that so hard? Now come on, are you gonna get ready for tonight or what? Not to question your obvious prowess in style, but you're still wearing sweatpants. And believe me, I am a very big fan of the gray sweatpant look, but I can't really walk up and down Main Street with you if you don't even have shoes on. I've got the whole night planned out. We'll head downtown, go get dinner. Maybe grab a coffee and something sweet afterwards. They've got all the decorations set up, so I figured we'd walk around and see all the lights. Well, that store was supposed to be a surprise, but, yeah. We'll pop in there and you can get anything you like. I mean, as long as it's within reason. As much as I would love to, I can't go dropping a couple grand every time we go on a date. Yes, despite how well Claire pays me. And before you get any ideas, anything you buy, you'll be carrying home. So keep that in mind. Got it? Good. Good. Then, after downtown, we'll come back here, and you will have the immense honor of picking two movies. Oh, well, I am so fucking glad you asked. You see, one movie is for watching, and the second is for background noise. You know, to, cover up anything that might get you a noise complaint from the neighbors. Unless that's something you're into, which in that case, I can definitely work with that. Hey. What is it? No, don't give me that. What's wrong? Hey. Hey, beautiful. Look at me. If you're not in the mood tonight, that's fine. Yes. Listen, it's an option, but we'd never have to do that if you're not feeling it. It's definitely not going to make or break the night, and I swear to fucking God if the word sorry comes out of your mouth at all for that, I'm going to smack you with every slipper you own, do you understand me? Good. you didn't ruin anything. Sex is never a requirement. And regardless if you want it or not, I still want to take you on this date tonight. Not because I want to get something out of it, but because I want to spend time with you. In whatever way, shape, or form that takes. I just want us to have a night together. So if that just means going out, getting food, and then coming back home to settle in, then nothing would make me happier. Does that sound good to you? Good. Now, get your cute butt upstairs and get dressed. Yes, because I am not going to be arm candy for someone who doesn't even have shoes on. No, I am not coming upstairs with you because we both know we'll get distracted and then we'll never leave. I will chill out on the couch. You get dressed. What? Oh my god, yeah, fine, fine. One more kiss, now go. Hey, beautiful, you ready to go? Oh, fuck me. Wow. Oh, shit. No, no, you look fucking stunning, but I think I just lost my position as arm candy. God damn. All right, you know what you gotta do now. Come on, little 360 spin. Let's see the whole thing. Very fucking nice. God. Damn, you're gonna cause an accident tonight, you know that? Oh, that was the intended effect. Oh, gotcha. My mistake. I didn't realize you had a master plan going on. Come here. No, come here. Your neckline's off a little bit. Let me adjust. Yeah, here. I mean it, though. This looks really good on you. I would love to see what you'd look like in a few different cuts. You know, if you'd like, you could come into the shop. I could get your measurements and, get you some bespoke outfits. Yeah. No, I wouldn't mind at all. I think it'd be fun. Plus, it would be kinda hot seeing you in something that I made. A nice way of letting everyone know that you're mine. Your pupils are dilating. I'm guessing you like the sound of that. Good. Now, if you are ready to go, then it is time for us to hit the town. Let's go. Quit asking. I'm not gonna return it. Nope. Come on, with the way your face lit up as soon as you saw it. You're a fucking idiot if you think I'm not gonna buy it for you. And if you try to return it later, I'm just gonna buy it back and give it to you again. Well, you're welcome. It's nice out. They never really did lights like this back in our old hometown. It's pretty. I know we haven't really talked about, you know, holidays and stuff like that, but it's kinda getting close, so I wanted to ask if you wanted to come to my house. It's just for something small with Dad, Claire, and I. I mean, the whole pack is getting together for an actual party on New Year's, but, this week it was just gonna be a small dinner. You never said if you were, you know, going to see family or if they were coming here, so I just wanted to... Yeah? No, beautiful, you don't need to say anything other than that. We'd love to have you for dinner. Just the four of us. Well, good, but I hope you know that once you come to dinner, Simon's gonna rope you into food prep for New Year's. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Ooh, let's stop in there next. Yeah, come on. Oh, it was not cute. That little shit took my date idea. I know they stole it because they were at the den when I asked Claire for the night off. They heard everything, and they decided to take my idea to take Genevieve out on the same exact fucking date. Fucking little shit. Well, obviously they're fucking cute together, and I'd step into traffic for Genevieve, but on the same fucking night? That's just a dick move. Yeah, it was nice seeing them. And Jen's gotten really good at the glamour for her eyes, so that's good. Oh, here, give me your leftovers. I'll put them in the fridge.
Yeah, sure. I'll ask the two of them if they want to do a double date. That'll go well.
I feel like that would just end with you getting far too much blackmail about me. Got a movie picked out? Sweet, which one? Oh, no. Mm-hmm. No, this is a wonderful film. And I will happily stand by the decision to let you choose. This won't be painful at all. No, not in the least. Great. Wonderful. Fuck. No, this is a bad movie, but it's a good pick.
What's with the face?
No, you've got that face like you want to ask me something, but you don't want to ask it. You want something, don't you? Come on. You just gotta ask me nicely and I'll do anything you want.
That's it? Fuck yeah, I can shift. Had me worried there for a second.
Yeah, just hang on. I'm gonna... just get undressed and... beautiful. You don't have to turn around. Jeez, that was quick. Want a little show?
We'll do Bex. No, I'm turning around.
All right. Nope, shit. Earrings. Hang on. Yeah, you laugh, but wolf ears are not pierced. There we go. Hello, four legs. Oh, I'm finally warm again. Whew. All right. No.
Come on.
Oh, we should have talked about this before I shifted. Shit. All right, time for charades. No, you get down here. I don't fit on the couch. You get on the floor. There we go. And just curl up like this. Perfect. Okay, and hit play. This is gonna suck, but head scratches make it better. Okay, to left, to the... Oh, fuck, I am a weak woman. Alright. Well, maybe the movie won't be so bad.